Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it is from the kitchen, and it is a good evening to you and AB at 7:05 Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, Paulie Rosenberg, and no from the 1-877-337-6666. And that'll be the number for the Marathon Monday Schmooze right up until Sal Licata. And Sal coming your way at midnight tonight right here on your fan, New York City. If you read the back pages, if you read the front pages, and for that matter, going right to left, reading some of the pages in between, what do Luis Rojas and Mayor de Blasio have in common? The answer, both are not the most popular managers in New York City. There can be not a one apology, not one excuse, and no smart baseball explanation at all for having an 8-4 lead in the ninth inning and going to the hold-your-breath closer to hold on to a four-run lead, period. Not only did he throw Saturday, but now he's really unavailable for tonight and possibly Tuesday, and maybe that is not a very bad thing at all. You have a four-run lead, and you not only go to Diaz, you stay with him after he tells Hefner he's not feeling good. And who would be feeling good as Diaz goes through imploding right before your very eyes? So after a reversal of the home run to tie was turned into a two-run double, Diaz is finally going out of there for Familia, of all people, to close it out. And to me, we didn't even think that home run turning into a double was all that conclusive. But the Metropolitans catch a break, if catching baseballs on occasion is going to be a problem. And so after 26 innings of getting only a single run, and the sky was falling, wasn't it? The Metropolitans did something that you thought you'd never see in your lifetime. They began to hit. Praise the Lord. They began to score. Hallelujah. They began to win. Conforto. Is that ball gone? Driving in runs without his elbow guard. Pete Alonso keeping his shirt on for the post-game interview last night on ESPN. Villar, heads up. Come on down, Hoskins, hello. And should Dominic Smith take matters into his own hands with that unstable and unable Jose Alvarado? Should they have gone 10 full rounds with Joe Judge, Aaron Judge, Judge Judy scoring the fight? You're kidding. You're kidding me if you think the smart thing for Smith was to get himself fined and were suspended for getting down and dirty on the field with somebody looking to be Mr. Tough Guy. You know how you beat Alvarado and the Phillies? You win, as the Metropolitans did on Saturday and Sunday. Another period. Okay. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, you might recall the New York Yankees were 6-11. Fans were livid, weren't they? Fans couldn't take it anymore. They wanted changes from left to right and all shades of gray in between. Cashman gone. Boone gone. All in pinstripes. They had to go. They could not hit. And when on base, they were left stranded as Tom Hanks was in that movie Castaway. They left more men on base than the entire population of Rhode Island. They were all or nothing, a strikeout, a home run, but the home runs weren't happening, and the strikeouts were there. Defensively, the catcher behind the eight ball, the catchers on the field catching nothing but grief, the starters after Cole, where is the length? Can we get beyond five innings? And the arms in the pen about to fall from the rest of the body by the beginning of May. Oh, whoa, were the New York Yankees. So long ago, they were 6-11. And not since 97 were the Bombers turning into Bummers, but built for the short or long run, they were not. But wait a minute. Hold your horses. Stop the music. Hold on for a moment. Not all was lost on the field. Not when the Tigers are here. Officially, Detroit's number one embarrassment, only because it isn't football season. What did we see from Tyon? Did we see a little bit of length? Did he see to the day his best performance in 2 years? What did we see from Corey Kluber? Look out. What did we see with all those homers on Friday? Too many to count. And only two runs on Sunday. We saw three consecutive wins. Oh, sure, Detroit not a very good team, but what are you supposed to do with a bad team? You're supposed to beat him. The Yankees did that. You show, and we saw, enough wins to feel and experience 500. But now a tougher opponent awaits. Tonight, as I take out my Monday garbage to the curb, I will think of the sausages and the savages looking to bang the drums slowly, as the Yankees know from doing. By the way, did you all hear about Roberto Alomar? He was fired. The official word is he has resigned from the Hall of Fame Board of Directors for sexual misconduct. He's also been stripped of everything else he's been involved in, from Major League Baseball functions to the Toronto Blue Jays, and he has been banned from all Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame events. Now, you know he's a former Metropolitan. And you knew way back in 1996 that something was wrong, something wasn't right with Mr. Alomar spitting in the face of umpire John Hirschbeck. And that was back in 1996. Alomar's explanation was that Hirschbeck's face happened to get in the way of his saliva. Alomar and Alvarado, are they not two of the same ilk? Alomar and Alvarado ought to share the same straitjacket and then seek a very nice, comfortable sofa to sit in and listen to Dr. Melfi. And if Dr. Melfi could work wonders on Tony Soprano, I'm sure she could do something with Alomar and Alvarado, maybe. All right, a little bit with Dave Gettleman Everyone is lauding Dave Gettleman. We have a few questions, and Ralph Vacchiano of SNY will try to answer some of those questions, as will you, with 1-877-337-6666 until midnight. And Ralph will talk with us at 9 o'clock about the Giants and the Jetropolitans. Mm-hmm. Dave Gettleman, ambushed by two division rivals. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Let's be accurate. He had to do something. So what he did was something he had never done before. He moved down 9 spots. And to help the Giants in 2022, wonderful. We're all looking forward to next year. But what he did with Chicago, he moved down 9 spots, getting that number one from the Monsters of the Midway. And since he made this move, he had really to do something with that number 20 pick, had to do something to help the Giants this season. So what to do? Offensive line, not here. Edge rusher, not there. Instead, Roger Goodell, waiting for the booze to subside, made his way to the podium and said this.
Go Big Blue! Go Big Blue! It's a Giant love-in.
With the 20th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, Florida.
We're very excited about adding him to our team. There's a lot of things he can do. There's a lot of versatility. But like every rookie coming in here, they've got to earn what they get.
Toney on the jet motion as he's able to break that first tackle. And look at Kadarius Toney. A burst of power and then a whole lot of speed.
For sure. I feel like ever since I was little, like, this is my dream. You know what I'm saying? So I've been striving to be that ever since.
Go Giants, go. Go out and march to victory. Go out and roll.
Opportunity meant need, meant value. It was all there, all the components. And it happened, it worked out, and I'm thrilled we did it.
The end zone, he goes, and into the hands of Toney. Over the middle, wide open, first down, and then some. Toney still on the move, the turbo kicking in. Toney TNT, touchdown Gators.
Trask on third down and 4, throws a deep ball, he's got Toney, it's caught, it's a touchdown.
Game is like kind of like Devontae Adams, Kamara, like just, you know what I'm saying, like just quick, dynamic, just explosive. Like
Toney, so electric, still on his feet. Kadarius Toney, how do you do it? Toney trying to get to the edge, foot race, 10, 5, tight ropes, the sideline, touchdown.
He's a playmaker. He's an instinctive, he's tough, makes a lot of plays with the ball in his hands. We feel he has a flex inside and out. Like I said, this is an instinctive, tough guy with very good athletic ability and speed.
Nifty move. Boy, Kadarius Toney refusing to go down.
Trask going deep. Got it to Toney inside the 40. First down, Florida.
Going deep, has a man open. It's the senior, Kadarius Toney.
Toney juking in the backfield. Trask, Toney, touchdown, Florida.
Fight, fight, Giants, get that ball and go, go, Giants, go.
That song, like from 1928, what is it? So now, Daniel, you have another weapon, don't you? Now Daniel Jones has choices with Galladay and Rudolph and Shepard and Slayton and even Evan Hands Ingram. So you're hoping Jones can stay on his feet long enough to basically pitch to one of these catchers, including Saquon Barkley, looking for the same separation as that stable of receivers that Gettleman has accumulated. Separation you want to see from the receiver, and separation with Daniel Jones and the football, this you don't want to see. The Giants had 6 picks and not one for the offensive line. Trader Joe, he did what he intended to do, didn't he? He wanted to do what he wanted to do and did it. He took the guard from USC for protection for his signature pick. And he took a lightning bolt from Ole Miss to give his legacy and reputation pick another weapon. But at number two, he had his pick of the litter, Wilson or Jones or Fields or Trey Lance. And some thought after Trevor Lawrence, four of those guys were fit more for the litter box. However, will the small town innocent be able to handle the largest and best of cities with fan and media scrutiny like no other place on earth? By the time Goodell had made his way to the podium, we knew who that number two pick was going to be. So no surprise when Goodell said this.
Please welcome my favorite badass, Wilson.
With the second pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Zachary.
That was one of the biggest things when I decided to come out, is that I'm excited to experience living somewhere else. You know, I didn't know where it was going to take me, but I'm so excited that I get to go and be in New York City. I know there's so many opportunities there and some great situations, some great fans. So I can't wait to be able to represent that city.
Pressure, and Wilson recognized it, streaks straight up the middle, still spinning, dives for the end zone, touchdown.
Wilson is going to uncork for the end zone, and he drops it in beautifully.
C-H-A-R-Y, Zachary.
Wilson will throw. That arm strength lays it right in there. Wilson in the pocket, throws over the top, and it is caught in the end zone.
What a throw.
Their evaluations of Zach Wilson have told them this dude's a stud.
Keeps it. Zach Wilson, the speed, and he dives for the end zone. Touchdown.
Wilson scanning. Wilson will run. He's got six rushing touchdowns as well, and he veers across the line to gain, and then some inside the 40 on the slide.
Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Because otherwise, you're falling back on Darnold. So I think he's gone.
Wilson going deep. Wilson toward the end zone, and it is caught! Touchdown! Wilson shuffles, and right to the goal line. It's caught! Yes!
Slip it back to Wilson. He loads up down the sideline and got it inside the 5-yard line.
We'll see what kind of compensation they can get and whether they want to wait until they draft Wilson and then unload him or whatever. But to me, that messaging at that press conference was crystal clear.
And here goes Wilson. He's to the 10, to the 5, stretching it for the goal line. Give him 6.
Now Wilson looking for a touchdown to the end zone.
Bye, Mr. Wilson. See you when I get back from the park.
So it should only be like all of what you just heard for the New York Jets. Trader Joe, never standing still, went up and down to make his first 4 picks. All offensive players. So we're guessing that if Robert Saleh had any input for some defensive guys, Trader Joe may have said to Saleh to step off the gas and put on the brakes. And to personalize Zach Wilson, a little personal touch coming up, we can say he comes from a football family. His parents, Mike and Lisa, they will be very busy on weekends. Friday night, sons Micah and Isaac, they play football for Draper High School. Saturday afternoon, they'll be watching another son, Josh, play for BYU. And on Sunday, they will be watching their oldest son play for the New York Jets with his parents and everybody else watching. Okay. Say we're on the TV show Jeopardy. Say you're taking grudges for $500. The answer, we're going for 3 instead of a touchdown with our Hall of Fame cornerback. The question, why does Aaron Rodgers hate Matt LaFleur? Okay. Then you might take grudges for $1,000. The answer, you drafted a quarterback when You needed answers for your Hall of Fame quarterback. The question, who are the Green Bay Packers? Now you're on a roll. Now you're taking grudges for $5,000, and it's your daily double. The answer, the Green Bay Packers. Will they trade their Hall of Fame quarterback to a team of his choice? The question, which team will eventually believe their Hall of Fame quarterback will retire unless traded to a team of his choice? I think we all know the answer, and certainly they can call bluffs all they want. He will retire unless traded to another team. And thank you for watching tonight's episode of Jeopardy. Join me, Aaron Rodgers, for another edition of Jeopardy tomorrow, same time, same station. And let's not forget, right now they are among New York's finest, and they have been for quite some time. They are going to make the postseason. They are guaranteed a 500 season. I think you know whom I'm talking. And they play Memphis later on tonight. And the New York Knickerbockers, no doubt, I mean, with, what is it, 8-9 to play, they'll probably avoid that play-in tournament. So they shall finish within the top six. And as we speak right now, the New York Knickerbockers, as you know, a game and a half ahead of number 5 and number 6 seed Atlanta and Miami. They are 2.5 ahead of number 7 seed Boston. They are 5 up on number 8 seed Charlotte. They are 5.5 up on number 9 seed Indiana. And they are 7 up on the team with the Wizards from Washington. They are the finest. They are the most popular. And right now, they are the winningest New York team outside of the Brooklyn Nets. We have to qualify. But nonetheless, the New York Knickerbockers are your number one story this basketball season. The Nets would be your number one story, but yawn, ho-hum, what else is new? Ad infinitum. They're expected to win just about every night, and certainly expectations are they get into the NBA Finals, and maybe not against Hollywood. LeBron doesn't look to be the same, and Anthony Davis is not going to be all by himself if that was going to be the case. He is not going to be able enough to carry the team like LeBron, the king, LeBronomania, LeBronathon. No. Maybe the Nets will win an NBA championship, but the real story is the New York Knickerbockers, and all Nets fans know that. We shall take a break and then get your telephone calls, Ralph Vacchiano, and maybe some other surprises. We did try to call Seinfeld today. He wasn't very happy with Friday night. And he wanted to know the thoughts about Luis Rojas. He's not very happy with him. So he wants to come on when it's going to be a little bit more favorable to talk about Luis Rojas. If Luis Rojas is still the manager by the time Seinfeld comes on, we can take wagers on that. Which comes first?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.